The mayor of Detroit was sent to jail today. A judge ordered him there after Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick took an unauthorized trip outside the country. Detroit Public Radio's Noah Ovshinsky explains this latest chapter of Kilpatrick's run-ins with the law.
Detroit's mayor awaits trial on multiple felony counts, including perjury, conspiracy, and misconduct in office, charges related to testimony he gave during a whistleblower's trial last year. When Judge Ronald Giles took on Kilpatrick's case several months ago, he gave the mayor loose travel restrictions, citing the unique nature of his job. But earlier today, Giles said he'd now have to treat the mayor like, quote, Joe Sixpack.
Because you have violated your conditions of bond, the court is, one, revoking your bond. The court is going to order that you, that all travel be suspended. And two, that you be remanded to the Wayne County Jail for processing.
Giles revoked Kwame Kilpatrick's bond after he admitted to going to Windsor, Canada, just across the river from Detroit. The judge had previously ordered Kilpatrick to give the court 48 hours notice before leaving the state. Other aspects of his bond have also been modified in recent weeks after the mayor allegedly assaulted a Wayne County sheriff's detective. Kilpatrick took the unusual step at this morning's hearing of addressing the judge directly.
And I'm standing here now before you apologizing and saying it was never a front to you. I respect your position, and I respect the heck out of you for even taking this case because I knew the enormous scrutiny that you were walking into from day one.
Defense lawyers say while they don't agree with the judge's ruling, they aren't surprised, though Jim Parkman argues that the mayor had the city's best interests in mind when he crossed the border.
It wanted to go over there and have a party. It wanted to go over there and have a night supper. It was over there real quick during the middle of the day to try to take care of some business that he believes in.
Local trial attorney Charlie Langton is concerned with how the mayor's conduct may affect potential jurors.
One of the big things right now is that the jury will have to be selected. And I can't imagine there's anybody in this city, this state, or even this planet, perhaps, that doesn't know that the mayor is in jail right now.
In a statement, the Kilpatrick administration said city government will continue to operate normally with the deputy mayor in charge. Meanwhile, a hearing has been set for tomorrow morning where Mayor Kilpatrick's lawyers will try to get their client released on bond. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.